They are the first responders. When there's an emergency, they are the lifeline and often the lifesavers. They are 911 dispatchers, and without them, our deputies and other emergency personnel couldn't find the people who are in trouble. Nationwide, 911 call centers are facing staffing shortages for this demanding yet rewarding job. Recently, the National Association of State 911 Administrators said about 25% of public safety telecommunicator jobs are vacant. That can mean longer wait times in an emergency when seconds matter the most. To solve this problem in Collier County, Sheriff Kevin Rambosk is thinking outside the box. In this episode, we'll explore the creative ways Sheriff Rambosk is working to find the next generation of 911 telecommunicators, the ones who just might be on the line if you ever have an emergency. This initiative started in 2021 when the sheriff created the Public Safety Career Academy, which allowed Immokalee Foundation students to train to become dispatchers. The program then expanded to Collier County Public Schools, and now students at two local high schools can take classes to be 911 telecommunicators. The Collier County Sheriff's Office also now offers a dispatcher training program for adult learners at Lorenzo Walker Technical College. First in this episode, we'll talk to CCSO Communications Center Manager Amy Tuff, who helped create the curriculum for this program, and Captain Chris Gonzalez, who oversees our 911 call center. Then we talked to two graduates of the Public Safety Career Academy who are now full-time dispatchers for the Sheriff's Office. Jose Navarro Beltran and Karen Vasquez tell us about the training, why they enjoy their jobs, plus the benefits of working at CCSO right out of high school, including the generous starting pay for dispatchers, which is $23.91 an hour. This is Sworn Statement, a podcast by the Collier County Sheriff's Office under the direction of Sheriff Kevin Rambosk. I'm your host, Adam Fisher.
Hi, my name is Amy Tuff, and I'm the manager of the Communication Center.
Hello, I'm Captain Chris Gonzalez with the Collier County Sheriff's Office, Communications Operations Division.
Well, thank you both for joining me today. We're talking about the Public Safety Career Academy. And I'll start with you, Amy. I understand that you were kind of instrumental in helping this get up off the ground. But first off, explain to us what exactly this is. What is the academy?
So the Public Safety Career Academy is a partnership between the Collier County Sheriff's Office, the Immokalee Foundation, and now Collier County Public Schools. So we, in addition to having a program with the Immokalee Foundation, have classes out at the Immokalee Technical College, Lorenzo Walker Technical College, and Immokalee High School, Laley High School.
So, Captain, this is just a way for really high schoolers to kind of get their foot in the door and start learning before they even graduate. A way to become dispatchers. Is that right?
That's exactly right. And interestingly enough, both Amy and I, you know, started our careers young and kind of on the same path of starting in dispatch and kind of starting our careers here. So we're very excited about how these programs are working and how they're progressing.
So take me back to the beginning. How did this come about? When did it start? How did you get it all together? Just tell me everything there is to know about how this began.
There was a Board of County Commissioners meeting where the president and CEO of the Immokalee Foundation, Naomi Perez, was discussing different career paths that the foundation has. And after seeing that, the sheriff's office was really empowered to reach out to the Immokalee Foundation and say, hey, how can we get involved with this? So we met with the Immokalee Foundation, we met with Collier County Public Schools, and then we started those two programs first.
And why was that important, Captain? I mean, obviously we're in need of dispatchers. Was that just the idea to kind of get these kids started early? It's going to help them. It's going to help us.
That was kind of the idea, but really started to really grab its roots with the sheriff when he's been really a proponent of expanding into our communities and getting our communities involved. So we were really excited about that. We felt like this was an opportunity for us to, I like using what the sheriff had said, home grow our own personnel, our own dispatchers. So we were really excited, and it really took flight.
And take us just all the way to the ground level. What when we say dispatcher, telecommunicator, kind of interchangeable terms, but for the people out there that may not know, I mean, they answer 911 calls, but what else are these people learning to do, and what goes on with them and their job?
So the state of Florida actually has a dispatch certification that all 911 dispatchers have to have. It's 232 hours of training that take place in a classroom. Our supervisor, Brooke Sanchez, instructs the academy out at the Immokalee Foundation. And so she spends 6 weeks with the students out there teaching them the state curriculum in addition to our own in-house information that they might need to learn.
And this is, they're learning what, radio codes? They're learning just how to dispatch? They're learning the computer system? What all are they learning in that 232 hours?
So the state curriculum gives us a little bit about the history of 911. They get an overview of police, fire, and EMS response. And so they're getting a really good general knowledge of what it's like to become a dispatcher. And then Brooke goes over agency-specific material, so codes and signals, how to talk on the radio, how to actually speak with the 911 callers. They really go in depth on agency-specific material as well.
Go ahead. Yeah, I was just going to say, and how we really tailor that to our agency. And again, with the sheriff's philosophy of using our community, we involve other parts of the agency because we understand that we're not just hiring a dispatcher. We're hopefully hiring a member of this agency that will be here for a career. And we do understand that career within the sheriff's office can bloom to different things. We bring in the canine units. We bring in the SWAT team. We bring in our different equipment so they get to see all this stuff. We really just embrace showing them the entire culture of our agency and not kind of pigeonhole them into just looking at our dispatch center.
And you are the perfect example of that. You told me before we started that you started your career 31 years ago in dispatch. Tell us about your journey briefly, just how you started in dispatch. Yeah. You're here now, but you've been many places in between.
Yeah, actually, you know, I started my career as a police explorer, and that's what I did when I grew up on the East Coast in Broward County. I volunteered at my local police department, kind of started my career there. And when I started to branch out and start putting applications out, I had family that lived here in Naples, and put my application in here and got my foot through the door in dispatch. And it was probably the best decision I ever made, because 31 years later, I'm looking back at probably the best time of my career, and circling back doing it again is it's awesome.
That's great. Tell me, Amy, about the job. They're learning to do this. It helps us out. We have dispatchers. It helps the community out, people helping in an emergency. How about for the students themselves or anyone that becomes a dispatcher? I mean, how rewarding can this job be?
It's incredibly rewarding. I did it myself for 7 years, was a 911 dispatcher before moving to training coordinator and manager. So you truly are making an impact in somebody's life. You are delivering babies. You're providing CPR assistance. You're, you know, helping somebody during their true time of need. And that is so rewarding for the members of our center.
So this started a few years ago with the Immokalee Foundation, a partnership with them. But I understand it's expanded to the schools and kids at select high schools. I think Laylee and Immokalee can now take this class. If you don't mind, tell us about that. How was that partnership?
Yes, so we have two partnerships with Collier County Public Schools where the students who are in high school can begin taking our academy at the junior year. It's part of the criminal justice program at both Laylee High School and Immokalee High School. And so the students who are in the career academies there are essentially offered the same opportunity. They go through the dispatch curriculum, but we have certified their high school teachers to teach the curriculum. Wow. So they're teaching it. We still have that partnership where they were actually just here about a week and a half ago, all the students from those programs. We give them the tour of the agency. They come into the communication center, but they're actually taking this certification class in the high school.
So this is high school students. They're just taking a class during their day. It goes towards graduating, but it goes towards getting a job in the future. Is that right?
Yes. So we have human resources come in and they go with us to the high schools and we start their application when they're getting near to graduation. That way the students have the opportunity, if they're interested, to apply while they're going through the course. And upon completion of the course and graduating, the ultimate goal would be to hire them with the agency.
And so we have the connection with the Immokalee Foundation, with the CCPS and the two high schools, but also Lorenzo Walker. Can you tell us about that program?
Yeah, so that's another program where we certified an instructor that works for Lorenzo Walker to teach the curriculum. And that program takes place each summer. So the students can go on the Lorenzo Walker program and look up the 911 public safety program and apply directly right into that. And it's a partnership, again, that we have with them where we orchestrate all their tours of the agency, the communication center, but it is led by an instructor who works for that technical college.
Yeah, and it's for people that have graduated from high school, right?
Yes, so mainly adult learners, people that are looking for a career change. But yes, people who have graduated from high school apply to that.
What an awesome opportunity. Captain, how much has this helped us, you know, getting these dispatchers in the door and having them trained? And hopefully, like you said, it's someone that'll be here for a long time.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the last time Amy and I had kind of looked at the numbers, we had 15. This has produced 15 telecommunicators dispatchers for the agency, which is incredible. And Amy probably won't want to say this, but she was actually selected to give a presentation at one of our national conferences talking about this program. Because as you know, nationwide, there is a struggle to hire dispatchers. Right. So this program that we've put together supporting the community has really evolved, and now other agencies are looking at it, trying to emulate the same program so they can have the same product as we produced. So it's been very exciting.
Just wrapping up as we finish, just tell me why you think this program is important.
So I started at the sheriff's office actually when I was a high school student. I was 16 years old, a part-time student clerk in our Golden Gate City substation. And for myself, when I go to the schools and I'm interacting with all of these students, telling them something like that and then letting them see what this career led me to over time, that is something I'm really passionate about, educating the youth about all the opportunities that the sheriff's office has for them. So, you know, them getting their foot in the door as a dispatcher, as Captain noted, can lead them to so many other opportunities. And essentially, starting in dispatch gives you a great foundation for the entire agency. They're getting so much of an overview of what really happens in our community, but also within our agency. So it's rewarding.
And Captain, you had mentioned earlier at the beginning about how Sheriff Rambosk feels it's important to get out there, connect with the community. That's a big part of this program. Why is that important for the agency, that we connect with the community and we bring in kind of that homegrown talent?
Well, I think our community wants to know more about our agency, and how better to do that than get into our schools and grab these young adults and show them there's a career. A lot of us are steered towards this because it's something we've already wanted to do, but most people don't even, like you had asked before, most people don't even know what a telecommunicator does, what a 911 dispatcher does. And we do tours to even adults. They go, wow, I had no idea. I just thought it was voice on the other side. And I was like, no, it's a lot more than that. You know, that's why we call them the first responders. They're the first ones answering that call. And I think the sheriff, he has been very, very supportive of communications, and obviously the agency in total, but looking at our communication center, he realizes it's a the vital area of our agency, and we're really trying to reach out to our community and get them involved to start a career. And again, doesn't have to end with dispatch, but at least you can start with dispatch.
Excellent. Well, I thank you guys both for joining me today, sharing this awesome and valuable information. So thank you guys very much.
Thank you.
Next, let's talk to a pair of dispatchers who started with CCSO through the Public Safety Career Academy. Both Karen Vasquez and Jose Navarro Beltran took the course through the Immokalee Foundation. I sat down with them to find out more about the training, their roles as telecommunicators, and what makes them love their jobs. Here is our conversation.
Hi, my name is Karen Vasquez, and I am a public safety telecommunicator.
Hi, my name is Jose Navarro, and I'm also a public safety telecommunicator.
And I'm talking to you guys today because you are dispatchers here, and you went through the Public Safety Career Academy through the Immokalee Foundation, correct?
Correct.
So, Karen, when did you go through the academy?
My first time I went through it, I think it was summer of 2021.
And you told me you were young at the time,
yes,
right?
Yes, that was, yeah, my summer break of junior year.
So you went through it, but then you still had to graduate high school before you got a job,
yeah,
here, right?
Yeah, and then by the time that I graduated, my certification was going to be expired, so I had to go through it again.
Did you have to take the whole course again, or did you have to take the exam? Wow,
I had
so
to
you
do.
Did it twice.
Yes.
So you're an expert. Jose, how about you? Tell us when did you go through and when did you start?
I believe that mine was summer of 22. That's when I started the academy.
And what made you guys want to do it? Jose, I'll start with you. Just what intrigued you about it? What made you want to do the Public Safety, Public Service Academy?
So I was sort of in a bit of a rut during that time. I had just applied to law school, got accepted, but I had a problem with my status. So I wasn't able to get government funding for the school. And, you know, law school is expensive. So I was at home. It was summer and I got an email and it was like, hey, we're doing this program with the sheriff's office. If you're interested, it'll be, you know, cool to check it out. And I went to the meeting that they had at the Imogli Foundation. We had Jose Navarro actually was there. Yeah. So it was pretty interesting. I heard them out and it seemed like a pretty good opportunity, a good way to kind of stay busy and see what's going on. Definitely a lot more different than you'd expect. It's never anything like you see on TV or anything like that for sure. So.
Well, I'm glad you guys are both here because you kind of illustrate the different paths you can take. You know, you can take it while you're in high school. And even if you're at Immokalee High School now, it can be a class. Or if you've already graduated, you're looking for a career, you can do it after that. Karen, how about you? What drew you to this career?
I guess it started in fourth grade is when I've had a early passion for criminal justice. But I never really knew, like, in what type I wanted to be in. Like, if I wanted to be out in the road or, like, behind screens. And then the foundation knew that, so whenever they first got this class, they just offered it to me and I accepted it.
Because you had already been involved with the Immokalee Foundation, correct?
Yes.
What did you like about it when you were going through training? What kind of struck you? What stood out that made you really think, hey, this is something I think I want to do?
It was mainly the 911 calls. Ms. Brooke would like play out the audios in the background and they would intrigue me, especially since I felt like it would never get like boring, I guess. Mm-hmm. Like it would never be a boring job and I would always have fun with it.
How was the training, Jose? I understand it's pretty long. It's like 232 hours and it's probably stressful. It's hard to learn all those different things you got to learn. Just how was it for you?
So it's definitely interesting. I think it's very unique and that nothing that you ever do will prepare you for it. I don't think there's anything, any job that you could come from and be like, hey, I can do this, unless you're coming from another agency doing the same thing. And even then, every agency differs. But I do think that it's not too difficult. You know, you just got to apply yourself and really just, it's the practice that makes it perfect. The fact that you're in there constantly and it's always changing. So you're never 100% prepared for anything. Every day is different. We always get different scenarios. But it is definitely a very fulfilling job to do. You're there when people need you the most, and you're able to get them that help that they need. So it was pretty cool, like she said, hearing those calls. And some of them were a lot more graphic than others. And just being able to hear the PST or the telecommunicator maintain that level of, you know, that level head and just be like, hey, we're going to get you the help that you need. It was very intriguing. It was interesting to see that and be like, hey, I would like to do that.
Yeah. It's got to be a stressful job. In fact, I know it is. Does the training, how does it prepare you for that? Is that something they talk about? Is there that training for not just, you know, pushing numbers and answering calls, but kind of the stress about it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I think they cover over it, right? Sorry about that. They do cover it, but I think the premise of what they tell us is that the stress is dealt, you know, personally, right? So they tell you the best thing to do is when you go home, right, leave work at work. Mm-hmm. Take care of yourself, find a hobby. They do stress it, you know, 100%. Like, hey, take care of yourself, right? Don't take these things home. Don't burden yourself. You know, talk to somebody if you need to, if you're that kind of person, or, you know, gym. Whatever it is that makes you happy, you know, try to keep it going so that when you do leave work, when you're out there, you know, that you know that you're okay. And one of the things that I remember them stressing was, hey, if you ever go home and a close friend or even a family member tells you, like, hey, something's different, don't brush it off. Right. It could be something and you should definitely get it checked out. So they do take care of us and they do tell us, you know, these things that it's a possibility. But I mean, everybody's a little different how they, you know, react to certain situations. So.
And as you said, nothing can really prepare you for it when you're actually doing it. But I'm glad that it's something in training they deal with and they prepare you and let you know that it will be a stressful job. Karen, tell us about just coming out of high school and taking this. I mean, that has to have been very helpful and you know, exciting to know that you could have a job, a very good job, a decent paying job that could be a great career for taking this course. I mean, how much did that help you knowing that you could take this course and then be set up?
It really did help me. It gave me a lot of confidence, I feel like, because before high school I had a scholarship with the foundation, but it wouldn't cover everything. So that was the main reason why I decided to do it, because the pay was good. So it could help me get through school. And then knowing that I had a job, I knew it was going to be my first time having a full-time job or like a job in general. So, I mean, it was pretty cool to look forward to.
And what are your thoughts so far? I know you've been doing it, I think, less than a year, maybe about a year.
It's been like 5 months.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Even shorter. So what's your instant reaction? What do you think so far?
So far, it's not been that bad. I was really scared to take my first call. But I had a really good trainer at the beginning, and he never really pushed me. So he let me take my time. And whenever I felt comfortable is when I started taking my first calls. And after that, the fear went away. Mm-hmm. So now I enjoy it.
And Jose, tell me again, how long have you been doing it?
Almost 2 years now.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so do you feel like you're in a pretty good, path? You feel comfortable?
You definitely start kind of sinking in. I think it takes, personally, it took me about 8 months or so to really just kind of sit down and not have like the nerves, right? You sit down and you have like the butterflies in your stomach, like, oh, you know, what could that next call be? Because you never know. But after that, you just kind of get into a flow and you're ready, you know, and no matter what, who calls or what the situation is, you're able to maintain yourself, keep yourself cool, and just kind of go through the motions and make sure they get the help that they need.
So as I said at the beginning, you know, I'm glad you're both here because you illustrate the different paths you can take to come to this career. Karen, you started in high school. What would you say to someone that's interested, someone that maybe, you know, is at a Laely High School or a Mockley High School that is interested in the Public Safety Career Academy? What would you say to encourage them?
I feel like you really just have to do it. whenever I was in their shoes, I was really nervous. I thought about it a lot. And then you get good benefits here. You get a good pay. You get a career, and you're doing what many like your age are not doing. And I feel like that's really cool. Like you get financial freedom at some point. Yep. And you could buy your first car. You know, you could do a lot of stuff that a lot of kids your age could struggle with still. So I feel like just have confidence and it'll be okay with time.
Yeah. How about you, Jose? Somebody that maybe they've graduated high school and they're considering a career path, or maybe they're stuck in a career they don't enjoy. What would you tell them about this?
I would definitely suggest that they consider doing this. I feel like for somebody who maybe is in the middle or in between, not knowing what they want to do out of a career, where they want to proceed with their life, you know, being able to come into a place like this and they're not asking you to have, you know, a bachelor's degree or anything like that, I think it's really cool. I think the fact that they have, like she said, the pay, the benefits, I mean, the agency really takes care of us. They really do. So I feel like for somebody who doesn't know or have an idea, to be able to come into a career like this, and it truly is a career that's super fulfilling at that. I do believe that you come in every day and you might get a couple of calls where you're like, man, you know, what a day. But at the end of the day, you know that you got these people, the help that they need, and you can go home and be happy about that. So it's pretty cool that you don't have to go to college, make good money, and still have a fulfilling job where you don't feel like you're doing it, you know, something repetitive every day that you hate.
Well, you guys hit it perfectly. You made the perfect sales pitch that the sheriff wants us making. I made a great career. You can do it when you're young. Competitive pay, great benefits, and as you said, very rewarding, and we can tell. So you guys both, I want to thank you both for joining me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you again to Captain Gonzalez, Manager Amy Tuff, and Dispatchers Jose Navarro Beltran and Karen Vasquez for sitting down with me. If you are interested in becoming a public safety telecommunicator, visit the Lorenzo Walker Technical College website at callyourschools.com/LWTC. This has been Sworn Statement, a podcast by the Collier County Sheriff's Office under the direction of Sheriff Kevin Rambosk. This episode was written, produced, and hosted by me, Adam Fisher, with audio recording by Brian Barcelo. Thank you for listening.